Solid Rock 92.9 MFS. It's like James is like, oh, look at you. You are not screwing around, are you, man?
Wait, I'm bringing the mattress in. I have it on the roof of my truck.
Paco, what are you doing here?
I'm getting ready.
What, like you have any business here in the studio?
Yes, I do.
But this is my show.
No.
What do you mean, no?
How could you and I'm your best friend, and you have to keep me in on this.
Well, is this going to be a Paul and Paco secret?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, no one knows what's going on today?
No. No, I mean, they know. I mentioned it on the air.
You told them who's...
Yeah, guys from Tiffany's are pissed, by the way.
Why?
Because I never mentioned Tiffany's. I just keep mentioning Victoria. I'm like, could you not do that into the microphone?
Sorry.
Okay. We got Victoria Paris coming by.
Oh, God, I love her.
Yeah, we're old friends, Victoria and I.
You know, I was gonna
almost like we know her.
I was going to ask her to sign all the movies that I have of hers.
Yeah, but you don't have a trailer. You have to go to U-Haul to get a trailer.
Stop. Now, that's mean. She's just a very successful, you know, artist.
What were you going to say? Looking. What were you going to say?
You know what's going to happen when she walks in here? You know how I'm sitting here?
She's going to vomit.
No. You know how I've been...
Because we're going to show her pictures from the wrestling match the other night.
But you know how I'm sitting here telling you the questions I want to ask her?
Yeah.
She's going to walk in and she's going to go, hi, and I'm going to go...
And that's it?
Yeah, nothing.
Jaw just going to... Jaw?
I love you. I'm going to fall to my knees and pass out.
Well, Paco's here, and apparently he's glomming on to my glory because I get porn chicks and he gets Sassy the Inflatable Sheep. So. Here's another Society, 382-9290. We're waiting for Victoria Paris, and I'm sure she's going to be pushing the fact that she's hanging out at Tiffany's for the
Should
next
time. Should I leave the seats close like this?
Yeah, that's nice. Get that microphone away from there. You don't know where that microphone's been. All right, well, it's over just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to get a Northwest out there.
That's always how it is.
Okay, fine. You like this?
Yeah.
You like this?
Christy, we had to put this on for
What'd you call her Christy for? You're an ass. So much for you getting some.
Well, we're just talking about Christy Canyon. Victoria, this is the... Have you ever heard of this?
Remember that CPR I told you about?
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to pass
out.
You're
not going to do it? Just let him drop now.
Let him
drop. Did you ever hear this soundtrack? It's porn music.
Is it really?
This is
Sexorama.
Oh, my God. I always wondered what that sounded like.
Yeah.
I saw it advertised in a magazine.
It's details. Porn music.
It is.
That's great.
Are any of those soundtracks anything you were on? Or any of the movies that...
No, they're all like from the 70s.
Really?
Yeah, early 70s.
Of course, I got a beautiful shot of Jenna Jameson on the back there.
She's so cute.
Yes, yes she is.
Oh, yes, she is.
Would you do her?
I'd do her.
Would you really?
Right here, right now.
Oh, my God. Paul, I would pay to see that.
Get the phone. Get on the phone. Get me Jenna Jameson now.
I want to be in the porn business.
My God. Victoria Paris, welcome to Memphis.
Thank you.
Is this your first trip here?
No, I've been here several times.
Yeah?
But I always love coming here.
Really?
I like Beale Street.
And we love watching you come here.
You see me?
Well, I haven't had a chance to. I'm married.
Oh.
And my wife has the papers already filled out. And depending on how this goes, is whether or not the signature goes to the bottom of the paper.
Well, she can come too.
Yeah, yes, she can. It's so nice of you to notice.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're interested, we've never gone that way. But if you want to come on over to the house, I'll meet. You can meet the cats. We'll have a great time.
All right then.
So you're dancing over at Tiffany's this week.
Yes, I am.
How's it been?
It's been great.
Has Memphis been, showing out the green for you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
So what most people know you as is an adult film starlet.
Yes, an actress.
An actress, an adult entertainer.
Right.
All right, because people are like, she's a porno chick.
Yeah, and it's all the same.
Does that offend? It just shouldn't offend you, though.
It doesn't, I don't care.
Let me ask you a question, because I have a lot of questions. Here comes the questioning part of the interview this afternoon.
Okay, here is the question and answer portion
now,
of our program.
Is it weird just going into a room and being like, let's go? Just like, let's have sex. I mean, what is it like behind the scenes? I've always wondered.
It doesn't really happen that way. It's a lot of like sitting around and waiting, and usually you know everybody.
Yeah.
You know who you're working with, you know the people. It's kind of like a little tight-knit family.
Do you feel like you know us?
Yeah, like the back of my hand.
You know what I'm thinking?
No, but it's got to be odd just to walk in there and say, and just everyone just start having sex, like just big orgies.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really happen that way. There's a lot of they have to set up. There's dialogue.
Dialogue?
Believe it or
Come
not.
Come on. There's dialogue. The dialogue
you guys
is...
just don't notice it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Give it to me.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me. Excuse, line. I need a line here. Yeah. Somebody help. Oh, yes, baby.
But seriously, I've never...
Kind of line.
Paul and I don't know about you, Paul, but I've never been involved in an orgy, and it's always fascinated me. Is it overrated?
It's overrated.
Is it really?
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of stop and go and, you know, and a lot of waiting. And...
Now, what is it like outside the porn business? Like, let's say when you're not working, right? Do you date somebody? Are you married?
I date people, and but I have a very normal life outside this business. It's like, you know, people have a misconception because if you take a character from a movie on the silver screen, like say, the movie with Sharon Stone, Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
Now, did you do a takeoff on that?
No, but you know, you think
like Basic
of her.
Instinct.
She doesn't walk around being that character, just like we don't walk around being the characters that we are in movies.
But
however,
like,
some people do. But
like Nina
like
Hartley.
Can you name somebody that like is exactly what you think she is in a movie?
Or Nina
he
Hartley.
Is. Nina's like that.
Yeah, I mean she's pretty
Nina
much
Hartley
really
swings. I read an article about her. She's like into the whole swinging thing and will swing with other guys.
Most beautiful ass I've ever seen.
Oh,
no offense.
Fabulous.
Yeah, she does.
Just amazing.
She's a nice girl, too.
But I always wondered, are porn stars like that outside of the workplace? Like, is it hard to maintain a relationship with a guy in that when you're in that line of work? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I haven't made films in a while, and I think that it would be very difficult to have a relationship, a steady relationship with a man while you're making movies, because I don't think it's fair to the man, even though it's just a job.
Now, there are also porn stars that are married to each other, aren't there?
I remember, was it Blondie B., who was one of the girls that I saw that had a horrible breast job.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
Yeah.
Just fake fun bags left and right. But she was like doing a thing with, was it Richard Pacheco? That was his
Tony
name?
Tony Montana.
Whatever his, you know, he's, whatever
Tony
his name
Montana.
Was this week.
The big guy.
No, he wasn't the big guy. No, this was like,
Cuban.
He was a little, it was a Cuban guy.
Yeah.
And she wanted to, you know, it was like, that was the only guy she would do scenes with.
Right.
Because he'd only let her work with him.
Now, like Zara Whites, wasn't she married to like Rocco, what's his name?
No.
Siffredi?
They were just friends because they came both from Europe.
Oh. So I guess.
They're not married. So I guess I still have a chance.
You do have a chance.
Yeah.
You and Rocco could get together.
That's right.
Now, let's say Paul and I want to become porn stars. Let's not suppose.
Let's tell her the fact.
I want to be a porn star.
Okay.
I'm coming out, Paul.
All
I want to be a porn star.
Okay.
Let's say I wanted to get into it. What do you do?
First, you move to Los Angeles, and you contact an agency called World Modeling.
Paul, write this down.
Okay.
I'm going to L.A. All right.
And then you have to take an AIDS test and a DNA test.
What, a DNA test? What? To prove that he's not a monkey?
Yeah. Well, the DNA test
to prove that I'm not sleeping with my sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
probably.
Okay. So the entire population of Frasier is ineligible to be part of the pornography industry.
Ooh, ouch. Okay, so I go to L.A.
And you go through this agency, and they have, like, casting calls.
Couch casting calls.
I have them.
Not in this business, believe it or not.
What?
No?
You would think this would be the business where couch casting would be important.
Which is completely the opposite.
Really?
There's more of that in regular Hollywood than there is in this business. Because, you know, people are so open and they just... Like, I guess you become really jaded.
Really?
You know?
Do you have to go in and audition and, you know, perform stuff?
Like, let me see how you know...
Yeah, let me...
No, I guess if a director gives you a chance and if you can perform, then, you know, you stick around for a while, but...
With total strangers, you got to perform that?
Yeah.
Really? Is that weird?
With lights and camp. For girls, it's easy, but for guys, you know, obviously they have to...
No, wait a second. No. I would have no problem with that.
No,
girls can fake it.
Yes, you would. Yeah, you'd have made your problem.
Oh, it'd only take me a second.
Well, here's the big thing that the anti-porn maggots that, quite frankly, frequent a lot of the Mid-South area.
Right.
They're trying to close down a lot of the topless bars here. My opinion is, hey, if you don't want to see it, don't go in.
Exactly.
But they all say that pornography objectifies women. And I think it's the exact opposite. The guy is just a penis.
Yes.
The woman is, like, celebrated in the entire porno.
Right.
You know what I mean? In the entire movie, the woman is, like, the object of everything.
And the woman doesn't do anything she doesn't want to do.
And
so
she's
treated, like, pretty much like
Now, there's, like, price lists, isn't there?
For
different... Paul, we're out of a song.
No, we're not.
We need more porno.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I like this one.
I got you covered.
This one's nice. I believe I've heard this before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's like a price list. Obviously, you get paid more for doing certain scenes. Is that right?
Well, there's certain things that girls will and won't do.
Like what? What wouldn't you do?
I wouldn't do anal scenes or gangbang scenes or, you know, anything weird like that.
But would you do a threesome?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between a threesome and a gangbang? What's the, like, number? When does a threesome or a foursome become a gangbang?
Like that girl that did the 350 guys or something?
Oh, yeah, that's absurd.
That's clever. Yeah. Really?
I think.
Why? What kind of record is she trying to prove there?
I don't know.
Is there, like, a morale, like, the moral thing? Let's touch on that, Paul, shall we?
Sure, why not?
What is it like? I mean, being a woman, obviously women are very into being women, you know, and a lot of people...
And doing women.
Right, but but you've seen them on the talk shows. A lot of people bash, you know, adult porn stars that because of what they do, you know? And it's like, as a woman...
I think it's how you present yourself and how you are, and, you know, you can't buy class, but if you're classy and you conduct yourself well and present yourself well and...
But some people look at that as being a very, you know, immoral thing.
That's true. And that's something that women don't think about when they get into the adult business, because they think that everybody will accept it and they don't think at the time what they're doing. But it is an issue throughout your life. You have to think about it.
Really?
So
is it hard getting out now? Like, is it hard being outside?
Do you miss it?
No, I don't.
You don't miss it?
No, I'm in a different place in my life now.
Really?
So, you know.
You're dancing.
As you grow up. Oh, yeah, but... It's part of my life. I think it's like a chapter of my book that's closed.
Yeah.
Now going from all that stuff to, like, just dating a single guy, like, the sex-wise, I mean, obviously...
You've got to be disappointed. I mean, you go from a guy in a trapeze...
Because I'll be honest with you.
...with, you know, a mixer.
Well, Paul, I'll be honest with you.
It's the same. It's like performing sex under lights and cameras and you know, most of the time, there's no such thing. It's not like lovemaking. It's like... having sex.
You wanted to say the F word, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I really wanted to see you say it,
but is it cool? I mean, do you enjoy it? Like, while it's going on, like, do most of the actresses like it? I mean, are they into it?
I can't speak for other women.
Were you into it? Did you dig it?
You orgasm on screen?
Sometimes, but usually not.
Really?
Really?
She was faking it.
She was faking. Women are good at that.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. I'm convinced Casey fakes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
He's convinced his girlfriend fakes.
Yeah. Seriously.
Really? You know why?
Why?
She's never really had a real man.
Shut up. But I'll be honest with you. I mean, if I was a guy and I was dating a woman who was involved in that business, man, I would feel like, you know, a little inadequate.
You are a little inadequate.
Maybe I'm not quite as experienced.
It's overrated, though. I mean, it really is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So can you hang out for a little while?
Sure.
All right, cool. Let me play some music because I think that's what we're supposed to do.
Okay.
All right, this is new David Lee Roth. You like Dave?
Yeah.
Would you do Dave? Would you have done Dave 10 years ago when he had hair and was in great shape?
I don't know. I'm more attracted to the personality than what someone looks like.
Dave,
so I don't know.
Dave had no personality.
I might have a chance here, Paul.
You may have a chance. It's looking good for Paco. So this is brand new David Lee Roth. It's called Slam Dunk. From the DLR band, Solid Rock 92.9 MFS. More Victoria next.
Better than ever. Catch the best night of television Sunday starting at 6 p.m. on Fox 13 WHBQ.
Well, see, the thing was, I wanted to see her sort of, you know, cold.
Slob.
I am not a slob. There's nothing wrong with that, you know.
Paul,
what?
Did you or did you not tell me? I'm going to put the temperature down really cold, so when she comes in here, maybe, you know, we'll get a shot.
I did. I absolutely did. I'm not going to lie.
You got the porno music going?
Here we go.
Oh, mix it up, Paul.
Got the mood going.
Yeah, yes. You ready? So I wrote my own porno. I called it A Yankee in My Studio, you know? Which is what I'm thinking of right now. You know, I'm not standing up.
You can't get up from under the table.
No,
nope,
there is no way I am standing up.
Did you see those pictures she brought us?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God!
No, those pictures she brought me.
No, I get one of them.
No, I don't think you understand whose show this is, pal.
No, this is. I get one.
Nope. You get the one that I give you. I'm gonna have her sign it too.
Yeah,
and maybe I can get her phone number.
Do you want to see?
Oh, show her Sassy. This is a gift he got from a listener.
Oh my God!
And you know what it is, don't you?
This right here is an inflatable sheep.
Here we go. Show.
Oh my God! Wait, just let me see.
Look, Sassy's got a hole in the back.
Oh, there you go.
And there's oil that you can.
No way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh my God!
It does.
Gosh.
That's what it's for.
No,
back.
Seriously.
Look at the back.
Look at the back.
Look at the back.
This is an opening for Sassy, which comes with oils.
It comes with lubricant so that you can...
I don't know.
I'm really not that sick and twisted.
I'm an animal.
But somebody brought it as a gag gift.
Yeah.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
My listeners.
Yeah. Poor little thing.
Nothing wrong with that. So, by the way, in case you're wondering, it's 92.9 MFS. We're talking to Victoria Paris, who, quite frankly, I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
I always have.
Really?
No, you and I have spent many nights together.
Many long nights on the couch. Many boxes of tissues. Yeah. Oops. Oops.
The bed, you know. The wife goes to bed, you know. I turn the air conditioning on so she can't hear me putting the tape in the video machine, you know.
Paul, I do the same thing.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, damn, the dog's got to go out. And then I sit outside. You know, I'm just going to watch some TV. And then you hit mute and then throw the movie in.
Hit mute, put the movie in.
And then you hear, bow, 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 bow.
Like this.
This is great stuff, isn't it?
It is good.
Great. It's getting faster. Can you feel it?
I wonder what's happening now.
You know what's happening now.
Intensity's building up.
You've been there.
Yes, I have.
You've been there. You've done that.
That's got to be so cool. This is so fascinating for me to sit here. Because I'll be honest.
Because you're
addicted to porn. I'm a porn addict.
Yeah,
I love it.
Okay,
is there something wrong
know.
With that? Like,
tell do, you
do, is there something wrong with that?
No. It's
because
wrong when you don't admit it.
I have a friend who is very into sex. I mean, very into sex. I mean, very openly she goes to
You told her you wouldn't tell us this.
I'm not mentioning names.
Okay.
But she's very into sex, gets involved in, like, you know, the swinging thing and all that stuff, and thinks there's nothing morally wrong with it. And she's engaged.
Different strokes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But is that wrong?
What's your favorite stroke?
Let's ask, should we get some serious questions, Paul?
You want to get the serious questions in there?
Like, okay. What's your favorite thing to do?
Romance. Like, you know, I'm like a romance.
Is that why you got out? Now.
No.
Women are very into romance. You know what I mean?
No.
Women like to be loved and touched and hugged and nice things and rub their feet and stuff like that.
Yeah, there you go. There
you know what I'm saying? I mean, is that what you're like?
Yeah. I mean, you can't, I don't know. And you have to really care about the person you're with, I think.
Really?
But just to make that separation to go, okay.
Or the paycheck has to be substantial.
There you go. Now we're talking.
There's got to be a lot of money there. But just to go from that, you know, lovey-dovey thing to just going in and just going all out with people, that's got to be really strange.
Well, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh. This is nice.
You like this one?
I like this one.
Uh-huh.
Smooth it out now, Paul.
Uh-huh. You digging this? You want to turn the lights down again?
Yeah, let's do that.
What movie is this from?
You have the thing here.
Oh, no, you're supposed to know.
What do I know?
What cut is it, Paul?
It's cut 5.
All right, I think we need to go to...
No, leave this one on.
No, we like this.
This is a good one.
I think
you're supposed
happier.
To name that tune.
Is this putting you in the mood?
Name that movie.
Number 6.
This
is Jade's Pussycat.
Are you starting to feel a little, you know,
little,
sexy
little
right
warm.
Now?
I think we need to go to Seika's Fantasies number 9. Try that. I think you'll be happy.
No,
with
we'll
it.
Go. We'll go to that later.
Okay.
We've got plenty of time here.
Okay.
Because I have this, like, you know, scenario. The lights are down low. I always think, you know, Victoria comes through the door. I'm just doing my radio show, you know.
And
I have a problem under the board. You know what I mean?
Stuck under the board.
What would you do if I walked in with
fuzzy slippers
well, to
and
be honest,
hair up
we thought,
and rollers
yeah.
and stuff?
Paul and I were hoping you were going to come in a robe and just take it off and be like, hi guys, I'm here. And we would have been like,
and
what I said to Paul was, I go, this is what's going to happen. She's going to walk in and I'm going to say this. Nothing.
Is it all of
nothing
things,
at all.
All of the things that you had been planning to say are pretty much out the window.
Yeah.
So can we try and get her to do the wet t-shirt? Would you do the silver the frozen t-shirt?
Please.
What do I have to
do? We may never get to meet you again.
This is
very important to us.
It's a promotion we tried to come up with.
Okay.
We were supposed to do this in a bar. What we wanted to do is we wanted to get women to wear the frozen t-shirt.
How frozen is it?
I don't know.
I don't know how long it's been in the freezer.
Go get the frozen t-shirt.
Okay.
Caesar, can you grab the frozen t-shirt?
Yeah, hurry up.
I want to see if we can get her to do it.
That would be cool.
This may involve partial nudity. Is that, do you have a problem with that?
Oh, God.
No.
is it weird? Oh, let me ask you this too.
No, seriously, if you have a problem with that, we won't go any further. But if you're into the frozen t-shirt, I would love to see if it works.
I just care about being cold. That's all.
Well, you'll be cold. You'll be cold briefly.
I'll hold you. We'll warm you up.
I'm working on that friction thing on my hands right now.
No, that'll be good.
Okay.
No, but do people often ask you to just, hey, will you take your clothes off and do stuff like that? Do people approach you and ask
no,
you stuff like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. Everybody's respectful.
Are they really?
Really?
Yeah.
So we're really crossing a line here.
Well, no, it's just, these are questions
this is for
that
fun,
I ask.
But I mean, like, in real life, people you know, you have.
You have permission to punch me in the face if I offend you. Seriously,
I do. Okay, how is it? You think is it going to work? Can we put that on her?
Oh,
yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Look. See here. Look. That's what you do.
Separate it. Separate it so that she can get into it.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Now, hold what's on. This going to prove?
It's a test. We just want to see what the result is. We couldn't get anybody in the office to do it. You know, none of the women in the office are adventurous enough to do this.
Dude, we don't want to see anyone in the office in this t-shirt. Please, Paul.
All right, sorry.
All right, I'm trying to get it apart.
Yeah, get it apart. I want to see if she'll do it.
Okay. Here you go.
All right, so you got it apart?
Yep, it's all apart.
All right.
Should we really tell her what it's for?
You got to tell me the truth here.
No, that's all it is. It's a frozen t-shirt. We just want to see what it looks like with you in a frozen t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, like she's going to put it on over the stuff.
Oh, she's going to put it on over her shirt. See, this is a nipple contest is what it is.
Okay.
This is what we did at the... All right, when we go out to do promotions, we do this.
Okay. We do this in bag, no bag.
Yeah. If you can't do it, don't.
I'll do it.
Are you doing it?
Yes.
She's going to do it. All right, cool.
Cool.
Victoria's going to do it for us.
Oh, my God, Paul.
This is beautiful.
It really is.
I'm just asking her to just... She's having fun.
Hey, turn that music down a little bit.
Okay.
I can't hear myself think. Oh, my God, I love you.
Only for a second, because I know how cold I get.
Yeah, it's only for a second. We'll just... See how it works.
Are those real?
Oh, is it?
It's working. I see them.
Is it working?
I see them.
Are they working?
Yep.
Is it? Let me see.
Yeah,
they are working. Cool.
They are working. The frozen t-shirt contest.
The frozen t-shirt contest.
Yeah, we better get that off quick. Oh, my God. Look at those.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's real, too, isn't it?
What?
Is that all real?
Now it is.
It is now? Did you actually, did you have them and then have them reduced?
Yeah, I just actually did have them reduced.
No, you didn't, did you?
Yeah, I swear to God.
So what's the average
life? Those are 100% real.
No, but I had them reduced.
Oh, she had them reduced.
Yeah.
See, I got to be honest with you. I had a couple friends that had them done.
Oh, by the way, thank you for being a sport about that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, that was fun. We got our jollies.
I've always said no. Every time anybody on the radio has ever asked me in 8 years of taking off my shirt, I always say no. This is the first time.
So why did you do that for us?
Because she likes us, Paul.
I like you guys.
Really?
Yeah, because we're not giving her a hard time.
I don't want to give her...
Because your wife works for Pat Weber. No.
Oh, wow. That's nice. His wife's now filling out the papers and saying, how the hell do you know Victoria Paris? What's the deal with that? You know?
Seriously.
Wow.
Well, that's cool.
That's good.
Thanks for coming in. It was really cool to meet you.
It was fun.
Do you have to bail out of here now? You got to go. I mean, you got to go do your thing over at Tiffany's, right?
I can wait a few minutes.
So when are the shows?
Six.
Yeah. Six now.
8:30, 10:30, and 12:30.
Okay.
And then tomorrow I have three shows because I had a lunch show today.
Okay. And is there
8:30, 10:30, 12:30.
And what's the cover over at Tiffany's? $5?
$5.
You come in, $5, pay for 4 hours. So that's good.
Yeah.
And is the place being packed?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you finding out
today
that more...
Today was packed.
Are you finding out that more people know who Victoria Paris is than you thought? Or are you just well-known everywhere all over the country?
I've been around so long, you know. I'm one of the Hall of Famers now.
Are you really? Did you do that? Did you make one of those porn Hall of Fame things?
Yeah.
Are you going on that trip?
What trip?
There's this major trip. Howard Stern, who does mornings here, is sending... They're doing that whole... It was a hedonism thing or something. They're sending all the porn stars.
Tahito?
I don't know what that is. It's a porn
Jamaica?
Weekend. Yeah. It's they're sending the ship down to Jamaica for a weekend or something like that?
No, I'm not going.
You're not doing that?
When I go on vacation, I like my own vacation.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. So have you won porn awards?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hate doing that because porn is a dirty word. The adult film awards. Have you won anything?
Let's see. I was Starlet of the Year in 89.
Uh-huh.
I remember the year.
I won all kinds of awards.
You remember the year?
I remember the year well.
Do you remember the performance?
Yes.
Okay.
Best film, best... You know.
What film?
Sex scene. Beauty and the Beast, The Chameleon, The Seduction of Mary. I can't remember them all.
Yeah? So how many have you done?
About 150.
150 in over how long period?
Well, it's about 4 years.
Okay. Now, can we mention
Paul,
that
this
thing?
Is this is horrible music.
You want to just change?
Okay, this cut sucks. Go to cut number 9. Ooh.
Ooh.
You like this?
Yeah.
Could you get into this one?
Yeah.
All right.
It does have a little rhythm. Can we talk about that thing now? Because I had mentioned that the only thing, quite frankly, the only piece of work that I'm really familiar with was you and another woman on a swing out in the middle of the woods somewhere.
Right.
That was contained on one of those compilation things. It was just all women.
Right, okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it was called, like, Gigantic 11. Now, you were saying that what some companies will do is just take snippets of parts of your movies mm-hmm. and put them on a compilation, and you don't get anything for that, do you?
No. That scene came from a movie called Behind Closed Doors.
Yeah.
Now, that should be a lawsuit.
It's just too much of a hassle, you know?
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. It's like, at this point, you just don't care.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you set for the rest of your life? I mean, did you make enough money that you could just bank it and just ride the rest of your life?
What the rest of your life?
Just ride, you know, just enjoy life.
I can enjoy life.
Can you?
Yeah.
You can just sit back and cruise and not have to work?
You guys have a good retirement plan?
Yeah.
Do you really? Is there like a union?
No, there's not a union.
Can you really make millions in porn?
You can if you're smart with your money.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, getting back to that point I was trying to make earlier, I always liked any women, you know, like adult film women that were like sort of realistic. Like Victoria is not disproportionate and silly looking.
Yeah.
Like some of them like have the collagen in the lips and the breasts that are like size triple F and, you know, have had everything sucked and tucked and moved around and they just don't look like reality. Is that a problem now? And is that one of the reasons why you might have got out?
No,
because it's just gotten so silly. It's like pro wrestling.
Yeah, I think women, you know, they see somebody and they think, oh my God, I have to. They're insecure with themselves. So they feel like I've got to be better and I've got to do this better and I've got to keep up with that girl. But I think you really have to be comfortable with your own self.
Okay.
You have to love yourself.
Other than you, who's the most beautiful woman in porn?
Christy Gannon.
Christy?
Yeah.
You don't think Janine is one of those ones that everybody seems to be freaking out over?
Gentile is cute,
beautiful.
Too.
Yeah.
Have you met Gentile? She was here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Nana Cherry? Tina. Oh, Tina Cherry.
Cherry.
Okay, Nana Cherry was that really bad rap singer. Yeah,
there's so many new girls, you know, that have in the last 5 years where we just don't know any of them.
Really?
Well, you get that guy like Seymour Butts, who's like all these debutante movies and stuff.
Yeah.
You know
Seymour
what I mean?
Butts. Is there a Seymour Butts here?
No, you know what I'm talking about? There's these guys that are just doing like taking all these young girls and just blowing out movies right and left.
Yeah.
And over.